It does not dishonor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s memory on his birthday to recall that when he was assassinated in 1968, his embodiment of the American civil rights movement was being questioned, even challenged. James Foreman, a founder of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, was one of those who wondered whether the civil rights movement that Dr. King made into a force of history, with his slow, rolling eloquence, could speak to a younger generation of African Americans in the big cities, who saw the battle moving from overturning segregation to striking for equality. Jim Foreman died this week of cancer at the age of 76, and his passing might be a moment to recall other names who shared that stage in history. Ralph Abernathy and Hosea Williams, who marched, prayed, and were jailed alongside of Dr. King, are dead. Rosa Parks, who refused to move to the back of a bus in Montgomery, is 91 and in poor health, but heroic reputation. John Lewis, who led marchers peacefully over the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, where they were attacked by police with dogs and fire hoses, now helps to make the laws of this country as a member of Congress. Diane Nash, one of the leaders of the sit-in movement that desegregated public facilities all over the South, is 67. She taught the Freedom Riders who rode buses to desegregate public transportation how to protect their heads with their hands when they got beaten, as they were. In 1963, she had a meeting with Mayor Ben West of Nashville, who suggested, with cameras whirring and flashbulbs sizzling, that they begin with a prayer. They did. And then Diane Nash raised her head and said, "We've prayed together. How about eating together, too?" Mayor West said suddenly, he said it was a change of heart that moved within him at that moment, yes, and the battle was won. Diane Nash teaches school in Chicago today. It would be nice if every citizen could spend a day in her class. The children who filled Birmingham's jails to help bring down school desegregation in 1963 are in their 50s and 60s now. Relatively few of their names are enshrined on plaques, but they are all members of another of America's greatest generation, men and women who were beaten, bled, and alongside Dr. King, got up to struggle for their country's freedom. His national holiday is theirs, too.